Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, my definition of business, as you know, is business equals profit. Another definition is business equals stress. You are in business to make a profit. Why you went into business? Because you wanted to be your own boss. You wanted a better life. You wanted to hire people. You wanted to show people what you could do. That's motivation. But business is about making a profit. And to make a profit, we have to have a product or service. And we have to sell that product or service. And many times there's a misconception about volume, how much business you want to do. Now, this is going to go around in a circle, so be patient with me for a second. There are people that believe that the more volume you have, the more sales you have, the more business you have, the more money you make. And that may be correct. But also, it's not just about volume. It's not just about sales. It's about profitable sales. If you're just selling to sell and you're selling at a low price and it's not meeting your overhead, you really haven't accomplished anything. All you've done is create a lot of work and stress for yourself. So you really need to dig into those numbers. You really need to dig into what you're selling. You really need to look at profit margins. And you really need to look at your business structure. Does the amount of business that you do support your business structure? Do you have too much overhead? Is your office or warehouse too big for the amount of business that you're doing? Do you have too many vehicles on the road? Are you not paying your people appropriately? Are you really proud of the fact that you're paying more than anybody else, but your payroll isn't able to be supported by the amount of business that you do? And growing your business isn't always the answer. If you aren't understanding what it costs to do business and what it means to make a profit and how much we have to sell, and you're already losing money, and you say, I'm going to make money because I'm going to increase my sales, but you have the same behavior. You continue to add staff. You continue to add overhead. You still aren't going to make money. Now, it's true that there is economy in volume of sales. That's why sometimes companies will acquire another company. They acquire the company for the sales. They acquire the company because they want to get into the market. And what they do is they take their accounting and they take their operations and they take their shipping and they combine it all into one and it becomes very efficient. But they get rid of overhead. That's why when one company takes over another company and you hear someone say, nothing's going to change, everything's going to be fine, it'll be the same, you come back 6 months later and there's a great deal that's changed because they need to get the company right-sized to make a profit. A good example of that would be if you're going to have a dinner party and you have 12 guests coming, but you only cook enough dinner for 9 people, and you say to yourself, I'm just going to invite more people. That'll solve the problem. Now we've got 18 people that we're trying to serve, but we only cook for 9. We have to make sure we understand for every single dollar that we bring in sales, what it costs us to do business. What is the net profit after expenses, before taxes, after all of our expenses? And that many times business people will kid themselves, they'll deceive themselves on what it really costs to run the business. And another mistake that business people make on the entrepreneurial family type businesses, they don't take a regular salary. If you had to hire someone to do your job, would you have to pay them? So the business has to support you. And it supports you by selling, by bringing in business, by bringing in revenue, and by appropriately being able to handle the work so that you can get it out the door and you can get it completed profitably. And you start all over again. Give me more work. I can do this. I can get it out there profitably. It doesn't mean anything to have a big sales volume and to increase your sales only to break even or to lose money. Profit is why you are in business. Now, we want to run an ethical business. We want to do the best we can for our employees, for our community, for ourselves. But if there's no profit, you can't do that. This is Howard Lewinter. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.